The moment you and I have been waiting for has come. Hallelujah. I remember many years ago, I walked into Lighthouse Chapel International whilst we were at the basic sciences as a student. I walked in there, and after service, you know, they told us that all the students should wait to meet Pastor Dag. So I waited. And then I remember Bishop told me something. He said, God is going to use you. Yeah, that's what he said. God is going to use you mightily. You know, so the following week, when we came to church, he said we should share our quiet time. And he called me to share my quiet time at the basic sciences. And you know what? That week I had heard somebody sharing from Obadiah chapter 1 verse 17. You know, wanted to impress a little bit. So I said, I'm going to share from Obadiah chapter 1 verse 17. For some time it became my nickname, Bishop. Some used to call me Obadiah. Hallelujah. But ladies and gentlemen, your father is in the house. My father is in the house. I want you to rise to your feet and let us welcome Bishop Dag Ewart-Mills.
Wow. What a blessing. Father, thank you for what you have done and what you are going to do and what you are doing. We are grateful for your blessing today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. What a blessing. We are excited to be here tonight. And before I'm just going to share with you for 5 minutes. Tonight is not about teaching, but it's about being thankful to God. Amen. Amen. So I want to invite my wife. Just hold on, hold on, hold on. We have been married for about 28 years now. And then we have been married for about 28 years. And we have been beloveds for about, since she was my beloved, it's about 32 years. And we are still going strong. That is a blessing. Put your hands together for her. Welcome her.
Hallelujah. It was very interesting watching your video. And I could identify with most of the points that you went through. And I can only say that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. So we give God the glory. And I was also struck and touched by the long-term relationship with your pastor and his wife. When we knew them, they were not married. And they were students. And as I looked back through Kolebu and through Kolegono and all the stages that God has taken us, I see that relationships are very important and we need to keep it that way. Amen. Because it's not just obedience, but relationships as well. So Pastor To, Lady Pastor Pamela, and all of you on Spintex Highway, I salute you for the good work, and I am sure that there's more work ahead. Amen. A nice hall means more work. So God bless you. I salute all the bishops and senior pastors and lady pastors and Sister Simone. God bless us all. And God bless us for a leader like Bishop Dag. One thing. One thing I can testify to is that you never know what is in you, but Bishop Dag has the gift to draw out what you never thought was in you, and then to see God show you his faithfulness. God bless you all. Thank you.
What a blessing. Now, I want you to turn to Philippians 2 and verse 4. I acknowledge the presence of Bishop Saki, Bishop Eddie, and all the other bishops. God bless you for being here. Please accept my honoring of you and your presence. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. John 10:16. And other sheep have I, which are not of this fold. Other sheep have I, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Everybody say, others. Other sheep. And look for verse 43. And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities. Other cities. So, these scriptures teach us about others. Luke 9:23, and he said to all of them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And finally, Psalm 23:1, we all know the verse, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. Amen. Now, these wonderful scriptures I've been sharing with you about others. I think that coming here and enjoying what the Lord has built for us here is a blessing that has come about through the grace of God and through the Spirit of God leading us here. And the Spirit of God leading us here and leading us to think about others. Amen. Amen. This is a very important thing in Christianity. Philippians 1, the verse that we read, it says, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. So Christ Jesus did not only think about himself, how wonderful where he was. All right? But he thought about others. That's the mind of Christ. So if you have a mind of Christ, you will not only think of yourself. Now, I have found few pastors who think about others. Since I became a pastor, few pastors think about others. Most pastors think about themselves. Even amongst my own bishops and pastors, I struggle to turn their attention to others. And it is the more mature they become, the more easily they are concerned about others. Amongst my own bishops and my own pastors, the more mature they are, the more their mind focuses on others. And I don't struggle to make them think about others. All right? Because that's the mind of Christ. It's not the mind of an ordinary man. The mind of Christ is to think of others. Other people who don't have what you have. Do you see? Yes. There are many people in Ghana, not only in Accra. There are many, many people in the world. Not only Ghana is the nation that we have. There are many countries apart from Ghana. When I was coming in the car, I was having a meeting about some projects that we are doing in Tanzania, in Burundi, in Liberia, in Sierra Leone. That's the meeting I've been having since the morning. My mind is not here. My mind is thinking about others. And others who don't have buildings. Church buildings. As we have and we are enjoying. Are you with me? Yeah. So that is the main thing. Do you see? In Africa, when you are a leader, you make where you are nice. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords at wherever you are. Is that not so? And where you are is very beautiful. Very, very, very nice. Do you see? And then our minds are not on others. You see? I don't see Ghana as a developed country. I don't know if you do. But I don't see it as a developed country. Even Accra is a large village. Accra is a large, dusty village. The road that comes here, this is one of the top estates in the whole country. This is where we are. It's one of the top estates. You cannot drive more than 1 meter without falling into a manhole, as the lady was saying. Where is she? Uh-huh. You cannot. But if you look at the road that leads to the Flagstaff, Jubilee House, Flagstaff, whatever it's called. What is it called? Jubilee Flagstaff. You get it? It's always beautiful. If you go to Lomé, now they have done some few roads there. You see the road going to the president's house. Beautiful asphalt. When you turn left or right into the realm of others, sand. And you know, Lomé, they have thick sand, like beach sand. All the streets are like beach sand. Not white, but red beach sand. Thick sand. Yeah. So that is typical. You know? That's why there's no railways in the country. There are no, if you fly over Accra and you land in the afternoon, if you come on Emirates, always sit by the window. It's faster to go out in case you're going out comes in. And when you sit by the window, you look out and you see that Accra is, the streets are red. Almost the whole city, with a few black ones. Do you get it? So the more mature you are, as for the roads, so if you say we have roads in Ghana, which part are their roads? Dubai. Listen, to build a flyover at Circle, more than 40 years after it should be built, is not an achievement. The flyovers we need in Ghana are many. A flyover is where the traffic is congested, there's congestion. Cannot do. But we are buying pads for 11 million euros. 11 million euros of pads, sanitary pads, and explaining it on television. No, let's just talk about the sanitary pads. Are you going to buy it every month? Because they use it every month. The white people, they are laughing at us. Oh, they laugh. They say, hey, can you believe we've got an order 16 million euro sanitary pads? Somebody is ordering. Then the factory, more jobs for the white people. They will be making them more. Listen. You know, that's why I don't feel happy with even one small thing that we have. If we are happy where we will not build here. And I thank God for my bishops who are becoming more mature. Bishop Steve, if you go to his church at Achimota, they don't have anything like this. Very dusty. Very old plastic chairs. There's nothing like air conditioner there. He has basically financed this project from the Achimota Church. He's the one who paid for this building. Yes. But, and I thank God for mature bishops who take the money and do something for others. That's how it's done. It's not that somebody is rich. And now we have to take money and do something for others who will never ever on earth till they die be able to do anything for themselves except you help them. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was the mind in Jesus Christ, your Savior. So if you are a Christian and follower of Christ, your mind should be on others. That shows you are a Christian. So you must understand how things are done by people who think about others and accept that others are important, and even what you need should just wait. Because if we are to upgrade the Achimota Cathedral, we will not be here today dedicating this. If we have to upgrade it, it needs serious upgrading. If you have to upgrade it, we will not be standing here today. You see, you have to understand that there is no free money. When you take money from here, it means this one will not be done. When you take this one here, it means this one will not happen. That's what I'm explaining, that if you take 11 million euros to buy sanitary pads. Forget about your political party. If you take 11 million, it's a lot of money. Maybe it's not much to you. 16 million euros, and you use it to buy sanitary pads. It means there will be some money that's not there for something. That's all. That's the only meaning. If you take 1,500 people to watch soccer in South Africa, who I met, not that somebody told me, I didn't read it in the newspaper. I was coming to Ghana and I entered Johannesburg Airport and I met with over 1,000 Ghanaians. What are these? What is happening? Oh, we came to watch. They didn't enter the stadium, but they were outside. They were flown there to watch from outside on screens with per diem and what have you. Can you imagine the cost of 1,500? Even Germany wouldn't take even 20 people from Germany to go and watch. Can you imagine what it costs? And they chartered South African Airways about 4 jets to bring, how many will go in one? Is about 300 people or more to fly the people. Of course, there will be no money for, let's say, the flyover at so many places that we need fly. The Achimota Road coming down. Obechebi Lamte, so many places. You do one little thing, then you are happy. You see, it takes the same. It's, if you don't think about others or don't care, you can't throw smoke into our eyes and people you think. You see, somebody said something that the country is, the opinion of the people in the country is controlled by pastors and teachers. But you see, the pastor will say something, then people's minds say, But the teacher said, I say that the airport, 1,500 Ghanaians, they've come to watch Ghana was beaten, was trounced. Do you understand trounced? We were beaten thoroughly in that game. Is it Africa Cup, World Cup? No, not World Cup. Was there an African Cup in South Africa? It was not World Cup. It was another cup. There was one in Mozambique. No, not Mozambique. African Cup. Yeah, after World Cup. There will be no money for this. So if Bishop Steve in Achimota was to use his money to improve his cathedral, air conditioning, put in the air condition for central air condition through the roof, it's about 1 point. How much is it? 2 million cedis. I know the estimate. It's about 2 million cedis to put it in the roof and come down on us. It's about 2 million. It's not free money flying. It's like rain. No, there's nothing like that. So I'm just showing you how things are done so that your heart will be open to others. That's why we are building different parts of Ghana. We will never even go till we die. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Think not only on your own things, but also on the things of others. Wouldn't you want your leaders in the government to think not only on their own things, but also on the things of others? Wouldn't it be so different? Everything will be different. So don't think about your party, please. Don't look at me with party eyes. Don't look at me with party eyes. Me, I don't support any party, so... How can I say, how can you support? When you support them, then they start to go this way. Then you, the pastor, you have to now become a politician and start defending what you cannot defend. Any Christian who is very committed to a party is not mature. Yes, he's not mature. Because when you are mature, you can't do it. When you look and say, but this, I cannot support this. Committed, you see them fighting for the thing. You are not mature. You've left the truth and you are fighting for what you cannot defend. I'll be surprised that there are some NDC people here who are saying that I'm saying something against you. Your face and your mouth. Listen. Let us. That's why do you think we go for a crusade? In Zimbabwe, in Mali, in Niger, in Senegal, in Guinea-Bissau, in Inzerikore, in Gekedu, in Masenta, in Kisidugu, in Kindia, in Conakry, in Bafata, in Buba, in Kanchungo, in Bissau. Where will we go to Banga and Zwedru and Ganta and Kakata and Robert Sport? What are we going to do there? What are we going to do at these places? What is there? Others are there. That's what is there. There's no money there. There's no profit there. There's no benefit there. Others are there. So there are others at Spintex Road. That's why we have built this one here. And now it is your turn to think about others. And for you to send your money to others. And for you to give money so that others will be blessed. Can I have an amen? Are you ready to do that? So I want to encourage all bishops, all people who control money, who control power, think about others. Because God didn't call us just for ourselves. He said, if any man come unto me, let him take up his cross and deny himself. Because either yourself or others. You see, there are only two options, yourself or others. So you deny yourself, then others can come into the picture. Yes. That is why we are building cathedrals in Boku and Wa and Wale Wale. In the north, we have almost 100 projects from Tamale up, from Wipe upwards. Wipe. Yes, 100, more, almost 100 building projects. Yes. Why? Will we get something from there? Will somebody give you money? No. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ. Amen. That's the mind of Jesus Christ. Look not every man only on his own things. Your own life. One night, supernaturally, I went to sleep. I was praying somewhere. When I woke up, I was wet. I was crying. And God showed me some people that were suffering. I saw them. I saw them in my dreams. And I was crying in my dream. I woke up. The whole bed was wet. And I saw them. God showed me, said, these people, nobody cares about them. Go and care for them. Yes, I will not tell you the details. But I saw them. Many people, nobody cares. You see, a country like Ghana, if you are blind, it's unto you. It's unto you. Why are you born blind? Charlie, it's not our concern. I mean, we didn't remove your eyes. It's not our fault. If you are blind, I mean, Charlie, if you can't hear, sorry. If you can't walk, it's too bad. If you don't, when you go to England, you will never see somebody on the floor. How you see people on the floor like that, moving like animals on fall, like, never. There's nothing like that. There's nothing like that. Even they would amputate and then add something, not to leave you like a little animal that moves on the ground. No. Or mental patients who are left like animals. There's nothing like that. God showed me people, I tell you. He said, not only your own life, to fix air conditioner in your room and to have a good life. There are people, I tell you, you don't know what they are experiencing in their room. And our judgment at the end of this life is going to be based on that. I was sick, you didn't mind me. I was hungry, you didn't care about it. I was thirsty, it was nothing to you. I was a prisoner, it was nothing to you at all that I was in prison. Yeah. Our judgment is going to be based on that. It's going to be based on our ability to think about others, not our lives. Because you are not blind. You are not blind. So, I want to encourage you. This is nothing. This is nothing. More churches there are. More things. More places. People who need God. Who need Christ. We must focus on. When you focus on it, you never clap for yourself. You never think it's an achievement. I'm not saying it's not an achievement. It's well done. And me, I've been here. This may be about the third time. I just came once. So they are doing good. Because my bishops are trained. They can build. So I just left for them. Beautiful. And I'm happy. Well done. And now, Pastor Atu, Reverend Atu, is now experienced in building. And also, I believe that he himself will know that it's others. So it's a family. That's why in Lighthouse, membership is intertransferable. If you are here, it's the same as there. We don't mind. Pastors are intertransferable, interchangeable, movable, members, money, everything is the same family, is the same group. Yes. Even with our new denominations coming up, it's all going to be the same. You can go here, you can come here. It's the same thing. So let's open our heart. God will bless us. When you do that, you become richer. You see, people don't understand. When you do, you rather become richer when you think of others. Are we poor? If we were poor, can we be standing here? Yeah. Are we poor? If we're going to do crusades here and there, up and down, going here, doing this, doing that, moving, trying to do things. It hasn't made us poorer. It has brought the blessing of God. Yes. So, let this mind be in you. That's a good mind. That's a Holy Spirit mind. And God is going to bless us more. We'll be dedicating more. I won't even have the time to dedicate. People will be going to dedicate here and there. It's like, Charlie, there are too many dedications these days. I went to a country one day. The pastor told me that so many people were dying of HIV that the pastor has stopped doing the funeral. So they had given it to shepherds. Shepherds were the ones doing the funerals. A time will come, shepherds will be dedicating buildings. He said, the buildings are too many. Shepherds are just dedicating. It's just dedicated by Shepherd Frida. One lady shepherd came and dedicated it. And just move on. Do you believe such things? God is going to bless us. And the last thing I just want to say is that this building is supernatural. God spoke to me in the night. One night. He told me, showed me where we should come and do this building. We have struggled for a long time. Yeah. In the middle of the night, I woke up. I think Dr. Go was there with me at that time. And I woke up at 7, and he told me I should come here, and this is where the church will be built. But because it's a very wild residential area, I didn't know how it could be possible. But I decided to try and see. And God has made a way. So, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my guide. The Lord is my leader. I shall not want. As you follow the Lord's leading, you will not be in need for the rest of your life. In Jesus' name. So we were in need. You see, it's not that we didn't have money, but we didn't have a place. Even so, we want to buy. So we don't have papers. This area, you cannot buy. Do you know that you cannot buy land from the where? So it's not about even money. You may have the money, but to get the land. No. So thank God. So now that you have this beautiful building, you have to fill it. You have to fill it. It's not easy to fill a church building. Yeah. You must fill it till it overflows. so that people will start insulting Reverend Atu and saying that the church he built is too small. But didn't you have a bigger vision? As a man of God, couldn't you see bigger things? Wouldn't it be a nice insult? Huh? Would you like such an insult as a pastor that your vision wasn't big? They didn't build a big thing. We are overflowing. It's too small for us. Wow. So God is going to bless you. And I want to tell you, trust in the Lord. And if God leads you, you know, I'll tell you something. I have a book called The Good General. There's a chapter on overcoming stalemates. Do you know what is a stalemate? Like it's locked. You can't go forward. Nobody can move forward. The situation can't change. Stalemate. You are locked in battle and no one can actually win. Yeah. It was a stalemate here, Sprinter's Road. So there are keys to coming out of a stalemate. You are receiving that key today. The key is in the book, The Good General. A Good General. Overcoming stalemates. Yeah. So if your life is locked, you can't go here, you can't go here, and it's like it's not changing. Years are going by, it's not changing. There is a key that will take you out of the stalemate and give you the upper hand in the name of Jesus. Receive an overcoming hand in the mighty name of Jesus. Stand to your feet, everybody. Father, thank you for choosing us first. Thank you for liking us and choosing us to serve you. Thank you for this building, Jesus. Thank you for all that you've done. We could not have done it by ourselves. We were stuck. We were stuck in the mud. But your hand reached out to us. Your mercy was shown to us. And today we are standing here in this wonderful building. We give you thanks and we give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way and let your will be done now on this Spintex Road. Fill the church several times over. Let many people get married here. Let many people be saved here. Let many people be blessed here. Let many people be healed here. We thank you. That you who started a good work in us many years ago are bringing it to a perfect and complete end. We give you thanks and we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Do you have some oil there? We're going to dedicate the church. And I believe we have a plaque downstairs that we are going to unveil. So, whilst we... you give me the oil. Yeah, thank you. You can go back. I want us to just pray. Dedication is basically a prayer. Amen. In 2 Chronicles, the Bible says, thus all the work that Solomon performed for the house of the Lord was finished. And Solomon brought in the things that David his father had dedicated. And Solomon assembled to Jerusalem the elders and the heads of the tribes and the leaders. As you can see, there are all sorts of people here, leaders and heads of the tribe. And now the king and all Israel offered with him sacrifice before the Lord. And Solomon offered for the sacrifice of peace offerings 22,000 oxen. And so the king and all the sons of Israel dedicated the house of the Lord. Amen. So we are going to dedicate this building for the glory of God. Amen. Stretch out your hand. Father, thank you for this building, which we dedicate in Jesus' name. We are grateful for what you have done. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by your spirit. It's not by our ideas or by our money, but you just did it. And we say thank you, Jesus. And we thank you that it's the beginning of many, many, many air-conditioned churches. Yes, that are going to be spread all over the country. Yes, all over the nation. And all over many nations. Now, Jesus, give us the hearts, stamp into our hearts the concern for others. Stamp into our hearts the anointing that makes it possible for us to think of others. Stamp into our hearts that love. For this is the great command, to love you. And the second is like unto it, to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Thank you, Jesus. Now we dedicate this church. We anoint the building. Yes. And we say it's a holy tabernacle. Yes. It is a glorious tabernacle. Yes. Built to worship God. It will always serve that purpose. To never be used for anything else. Yes. Than to serve God and to worship God. Yes. Let angels ascend and descend. Yes. In this place. May angels ascend from this place with our prayers and our requests. And may angels descend with the answers from all our prayers and our intercessions and our cries. Let them come unto you, O Lord, from this place. Anyone who comes here, let the person be saved. Anyone who comes here, let his life be changed. Anyone who comes here, let him be blessed. Even if he's an accursed person, turn it around for a blessing. Let this place be called a blessed house. A house of blessing. A house which brings in blessings and imparts blessings to people. Change the lives of those who walk in and out of this building. Prosper the lives of those who walk in and out of this building. Bless the families that are here and their children. Let there be many weddings here. Let there be many celebrations here. Good times, Lord. Great times in your presence. Release conventions, Lord. Supernatural powers. Supernatural miracles. Supernatural blessings. Upon all those that come here for conventions. Send great men of God into this building. Anointed prophets. Anointed apostles. Pastors and teachers. And evangelists. Let them walk through the corridors of this building many times. Let blessings and angels fill the whole building. The corridors and the rooms be filled with the angels of the Lord. For the angel of the Lord encamps around them that fear him. Let the angel of the Lord encamp in this dwelling place, Lord. And let the blessing of the Lord be found here always. Now, Father, let there be many baptisms. Let there be trainings of shepherds. Raising up of leaders. Raising up of pastors. Let pastors be appointed here. Let bishops be raised up here. Let great leaders come out of this place. Evangelists and pastors and teachers. Oh, those who walk through this place, Lord. Let them see your goodness. Let them become anointed in the building. Let this be a blessing, a place of blessing. Let your holy presence be found here in this holy hill. Thank you, Father. Now I pray for those who come here to church. When they come, let them come again and again and again. And when they go home, let them come with more people. Let this church never be empty. Let it never go down. Let it never decrease. But let it increase every day for the glory of God until Jesus returns. For in the last days shall come to pass that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills. And many shall come and say, come and let us go to the house of the Lord, for he shall teach us of his ways. And he shall show us his ways. Thank you, Father. Let beautiful songs be sung here. Let beautiful weddings take place here. Let people find beloveds in this room. Connect people and families. Let there be no woman who cannot find a husband in this building. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let good cars be given to those who come to church here. Let people look and say, these are rich people. Let people look and be jealous, Lord. For your word said the Philistines envied Isaac. May the Philistines envy us again. Thank you for your blessing that is abundant in this place. We prophesy prosperity into the congregation in the name of Jesus. There shall be no lack and no want in this place. Whatever source of poverty there is here comes to an end tonight in Jesus' name. It's declared a church of abundance. It's declared a church of blessing. Abraham's blessings are here. Isaac's blessings are here. Jacob's blessings are here. Joseph's blessings are here. Let the presence of the Lord be here always. Ah, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. But what you have done is wonderful. We lift up this building to you, Lord. And we say, have your way. Have your way. Let your presence be beautiful in this place. Forevermore, this is the house of God. When people come here, let them say, ah, the Lord was here, and I knew it not. May they discover over and over, over and over, that the Lord is here. We give this place to you, Lord. We give it to you. Yea. Whatever is evil in this ground, whatever blood has been shed here, whatever bones are here, whatever wickedness is here, ah, Shibagoba, Sabalada, Bakobara, we uproot it. We expunge it. We drive it out. In Jesus' name. Any eye that looks at this building with an evil intention is declared blind today in Jesus' name. Every enemy of the church is struck down now in Jesus' name. Cause to wither those that are disloyal and those that lift their horns against your anointed. May they wither and be found no more for discussions and meetings. We ask for this in the mighty name of Jesus. Now protect your church. Protect your church, Lord. Defend your church, Lord. Defend your church. Contend against those who contend against us. Thank you. For your blessing has come upon us as we dedicate this building to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now I want to invite Reverend Atu and his wife to stand right here. Stretch out your hands to them. Jesus, thank you for the good work that has been done here. But Lord, it will continue. It will not end. It will not be cut short. It will not suddenly, abruptly end. It will go on and on and on to the end. To the end of days, to the end of life, it will be continuous. This is the blessing that is given to them. Your work shall go on. Your work shall go on. It shall not end suddenly. And your life shall not end suddenly. In the mighty name of Jesus. Live long and prosper. See good days. See good things. What you have not imagined. As you have built the house of the Lord, may the Lord build houses for you. May the Lord secure you. May the Lord remember you. May the Lord remember your children. May the Lord give each of your children a house. May your children be blessed and covered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now everyone who is part of the congregation, lift up your hands, all of us here. Father, thank you for the congregation of Lighthouse Chapel International and all those that have paid money in different churches all over. Remember your children, Jesus. Bless your offering givers, your tithe givers, your servants, your sons, your pastors, your lay pastors, your full-time pastor, your bishop, all the shepherds. Remember them, the tithe givers, the offering givers, the payers of the money for this project. Oh, and cover them, Lord. Give them houses. Let Lighthouse members be known for their houses, for their good houses and their big houses with marbles and garages. Thank you for sitting rooms, Lord, and swimming pools that you are blessing them with in the name of Jesus. Thank you that there is no lack or no want found among your children from today and onwards in Jesus' name. Your long-awaited blessing arrives tonight into your hand. The blessing of the Lord is your portion. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He is blessing you and honoring you for all your gifts and all your offerings and all your contributions and the labor and your effort and your time. May the Lord honor you. May He cover you. May His feathers cover you. May you lack nothing. May you be secure. May you be safe. Going and coming, traveling up and down, by land, by air, by sea. May you always be in convoys of angels and escort of angels. May the Lord help you and remember you. May your dark days suddenly become bright. May the day star shine in your life. May the morning star shine in your life. May darkness be dispelled out of your life and out of your situation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever is considered a dwarf or an evil spirit that is following your legs and following your life is cut off from your life tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. You are delivered from your favorite enemy. You are delivered from your frequent enemy. You are delivered from your chronic enemy. You are delivered from your persistent enemy. By the hand of God and the sword of the Lord, God is contending with those who contend against you. By His power you are delivered and you are blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Let the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and add no sorrow rest upon all His children. You'll never be in need again. No one will ever use you as an example of somebody in difficulty or in a problem. No one will ever use you as an example of someone who is struggling in this life. You'll be used as a good example of something that is good in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. These blessings are sure and secure, and they shall surely come to pass. But the blessing of the Lord is spoken upon His children by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lift your hand and give the Lord a shout of hallelujah and praise. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Wow. Father, thanks so much for what you've done today. Thank you that the whole building is your house, from the foundation up to this time and this place. Let there be no tragedy here, no accident here. No bad thing will happen to any child. No tragedy will be found in this place. Police don't need to come here for anything. Your blessing is here. Your covering is here. Any evil eye that plans armed robbery or anything against anyone or anything in this church is declared a curse forever and ever. Is declared to go blind in Jesus' name. The curse of the Lord is following them right now. They will die suddenly and disappear from the earth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a shout of praise, somebody. God bless you. You may be seated. This building is declared dedicated and open in the name of Jesus. Open for blessings. Open for healings. Open for miracles. Open for manifestations. Open for the Holy Ghost. Open for the blessings of the Lord. Open, 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 open heavens. Open heavens. All those who come here are blessed. Yes, all those who come here are blessed. I wish I was even here because of a great blessing that is here. Hey. What a blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.